Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor John Lukumsky. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 9, verses 14 through 32. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with him. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw Jesus, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And Jesus answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw Jesus, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And the father said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into the fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help thou my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out. And the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when Jesus had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." They went on from there and passed through Galilee. And Jesus did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Faithless generation here. It is everyone. The crowd is alarmed because the demon seems to be more powerful than Jesus and his disciples. The scribes, they never had believed in Jesus. His own disciples did not have enough faith to cast out the demon. Even the father confesses, "Help thou my unbelief." The only group to be added to the faithless generation is us. We do the same thing. We pray, and when we don't get immediate answers, we doubt. But maybe there is a reason to doubt. For even with Jesus there, the situation gets worse. The boy convulses, falls on the ground, rolls about, foaming at the mouth. And instead of laying his hand on the boy and healing him, Jesus delays. Jesus asks questions. How long has this been happening to him? What? Is Jesus just like any other human doctor? Does he have to ask questions? Where does it hurt? Does it hurt when you do this? Who's your primary care provider? Of course not. What Jesus is doing is helping the Father to see that this is an impossible situation he has brought before the Lord. From childhood, the Father says, this has been going on for a long time without any solution. How many doctors have seen him and failed? How many pious scribes had prayed over him and it didn't make any difference? Even Jesus' own disciples couldn't cast out this demon. Certainly, if we have a problem, we should use the human solutions God has provided. Get an x-ray for your sore shoulder. Take medication for your high blood pressure. Go to a counselor for family problems. To fail to use the earthly tools God gives is to tempt the Lord. But when every human resource has failed, like the Father, you go to Jesus. If you can do anything, Jesus, have compassion on us and help us. But don't be surprised if instead of getting an immediate answer, Jesus makes the thing all the more difficult. All things are possible for one who believes, Jesus says. What a mean thing to say to a desperate father. You just need to have faith, buddy. Many people think faith is easy, but it is difficult. In the time of struggle and trial, faith is the one thing we can't do. It's the impossible thing for us. But remember what was said earlier? What do you do in the impossible situation? You go to Jesus. And that's exactly what the Father does. I believe, but O Lord, help thou my unbelief. And that's exactly what Jesus does. He's going to help the unbelief. He says to the unclean spirit, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you come out of him and never enter him again. But then comes the tough part. For when Jesus comes to give you faith, and remember, faith is a gift, as Paul says in Ephesians, but when Jesus comes to give you faith, he may give you more faith than you are looking for. Consider the conclusion of the story. The demon is cast out, but the boy is now like a corpse, the text says. The crowd says he is dead. Imagine how the father must have felt at that moment. He had come to bring his little boy to be healed, and now the boy is dead. I know how the father must have felt. When my first wife died, she had suffered for a long time. I knew how it all ended up. And yet, the day she died, I said to Jesus, why didn't you let her live a couple more days? We could have done it for a couple of more days. Because when they die, it's over. It's just done with. Do you see what Jesus is doing here? He's given this man a greater faith than what the man bargained for. He simply wanted to believe that Jesus could heal. But Jesus is giving him a greater faith, just like he wants to give you and me a greater faith. For note what happens next. But Jesus took the little boy by his hand and lifted him up, and he arose. He brings the dead back to life. And that's the faith he wants to give to you today. Some of us have been in the Father's place already. All of us will be there at one point. Our loved ones fall ill. We ourselves become sick unto death. We pray for our loved ones and we pray for ourselves, and yet we die. And that's when Jesus gives you the greater faith that he can raise even the dead. He will lift them up and reunite them with you, just as he reunited this young boy with his father. Of course, this is way beyond our ability to believe. In death, we will always have our doubts and fears and worries, which is why with the Father, we cry out, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.